This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
The Supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness, and I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets and thy messengers whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive. And make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou only thou art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Salaamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about mockery in the view of Islam, so I invite you to be with us.
Woke up with the light, a sky so blue upon my eyes, with a thankful heart, today is another brand new start. I feel so positive, just wanna do my best and show this world I'm living in all of the love that I can give, give, give.
There are many things that I can do,
many things, yeah,
that can make me feel so close to you.
My heart when I'm
loving, 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 loving you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Today, Thursday, is the 25th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 31st of the month of Shahrivar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 22nd of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We listen to chapter Mutaffifin, verses 29 to 34, and bless this moment of today's special.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Innal ladhina ajramu kanu minal ladhina amanu yadhhakun.
Indeed, those who committed crimes used to laugh at those who believed.
وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ.
And when they passed by them, they would exchange derisive glances.
وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِمْ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ.
And when they returned to their people, they would return jesting.
وَإِذَا رَأَوْهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّ هَؤُلَاءِ لَضَالُّونَ.
And when they saw them, they would say, indeed, those are truly lost.
وَمَا أُرْسِلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ حَافِظِينَ.
But they had not been sent as guardians over them.
فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ.
So today, those who believed are laughing at the disbelievers.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Since the believers had left the belief and the worship of the gods that the unbelievers used to follow, so the wrongdoers thought of believers' faith, believing in Allah, as a wrong way and said that they had gone astray. The type of behavior that the unbelievers had may refer to the early period of Islam, when they did not think of divine religion as a serious and everlasting one. Therefore, they laughed and mocked it.
From the wind to the trees, to the buzzing of the bees, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi Al-Alamin.
We are speaking about mockery in the view of Islam. Making fun of others is wrong in two ways. First, if a Muslim mocks another believer, they are mocking themselves, since we are all like one body. Second, if a person does something shameful, it brings shame most of all on their own soul. When you make a fool of someone or demean them, the result is that you have made a fool of yourself and besmirch your own name. Any kind of derogatory term and abuse should be avoided. Calling someone by a derogatory name is deviant, immoral behavior, so a person doing this is considered to be ignoring the ethics of Islam. This is a very serious situation for anyone to find themselves in, knowing that this brings serious punishment and a state that is less than true practice and belief. One should actively and carefully avoid calling other people names or mocking them.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. Making fun of people from Islamic perspective. Another reason is a certain sense of superiority. Some people regard themselves as being superior to other people based on any criterion or any reason. Some people may be deceived by their own wealth, by their own money, by their own, for example, high social position and so on. And may regard that, okay, since I'm in such a high level of, for example, social life or affluence or wealth, I may have any right to make fun of anybody I might wish. Another reason is some people are very much attached to this transitory worldly life. Usually those people who don't believe in the world hereafter, and they are among the sinners, and disbelievers make fun of those people who are true believers. Another one is lack of enough intellection or lack of enough intelligence or thinking. Some people may make fun of other people simply because they don't understand the reasons or the not only the reasons, but also the intellectual background of some other people's jobs. For example, when people move from their own community to another community, they might have an inclination to make fun of other people. This behavior may be because of, not understanding the basis or the reasons for other people's ways of lives. Another one is hypocrisy. Those people who are hypocrites and are not good people, true believers, usually make fun of others, usually make fun of other true believers.
special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Dear brothers and sisters, you are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. In this part, we'll look at personal boundaries in Islam. Personal boundaries are physical, emotional, and mental limits that we create to keep ourselves safe from others' derogatory remarks, toxicity, and negative emotions. Islam also emphasizes having personal boundaries. One of the boundaries is physical boundaries. In the Quran and Hadith, it is mentioned that we should not enter anyone's house without permission or letting them know. This comes under violation of physical boundaries. The other kind of boundaries is emotional ones. It is forbidden in Islam to cross emotional boundaries and hurt our fellow Muslim brothers. Allah Himself says in the Quran that we should not mock, say hurtful things, torture people mentally for any reason, as for even a word. The servant of Allah the Almighty can be plummeted in the hellfire.
I praise Allah for sending me you, my love. You found your home, it's here with me, and I'm here with you. Now let me let you know, you've opened my heart. I was always thinking that love was wrong, but everything was changed when you came along. Oh.
Listen to this. Understand that those mocking you are unhappy, and do not bully back. These are two ways to stop people from mocking. As I told you, understand that those mocking you are unhappy. It is important to remember that those who are making fun of you are doing so because they are unhappy and they want to make you feel the same way. Developing compassion for those who are mocking you will put you in a better mindset to deal with their attacks. The second way I told you was that do not bully back. Although it might seem like lashing out at the people mocking you is the best response, it gives those teasing you the emotional response they wanted and may escalate the situation. Remember to try to stay calm and avoid saying any mean-spirited and hurtful comments to those bullying you. Try to take the moral high ground and show that you are the better person.
Some people say, I'm always praying to God 5 times a day, I fast. Why this person is against me? Why did I lose my job? Why did I get COVID-19? Why did I this? God never promises that if you pray 5 times a day, you don't get COVID-19. You don't get sick. You don't lose money. Your leak, your ceiling, your roof is not going to leak. Where did He say that? God says your faith is going to be safe. And this is important. The faith is going to be safe. Your connection with me is good. Otherwise, these difficulties, challenges, afflictions, masaib that happens, it happens to all. In fact, it happens to the most virtuous. Al-baliyatu shi'arul anbiya. The hadith says, baliyat, afflictions. Afflictions, baliyat, are the mottos of the prophets, meaning that no prophet could escape the afflictions. These are tests. These are tests. We have to go through them. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم مستهم البأساء والضراء وزلزلوا. You think that the path to paradise is paved for you and you can make it to paradise easily without going through these difficulties and challenges and sickness and... No. The most important thing, we don't lose our faith in God, our connection.
That was all for today's special. We were speaking about the mockery in the view of Islam. So, inshallah, we'll continue this interesting topic. Till then, God bless all of you, and we'll leave you in Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
Nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer, I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Salam, and let us start the day by pondering on words of wisdom from the Prophet's elder grandson and second infallible heir, Imam Hassan Mujtaba, peace upon him. Asceticism is the desire for God-fearing and the abstinence from the worldly pleasures, while clemency is the suppression of one's anger and self-possession.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio.
log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and interesting hadith, which has been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, regarding the love of leadership. In this hadith, Imam censures those who love leadership and who seek it out. This is a topic which is very tricky. A lot of people, they go through the necessary steps, right, to becoming a leader. For example, we're not talking about leadership necessarily of a government. It could be leadership of a company. It could be leadership of a community. It could be leadership of a business or whatever, right? Certain people they go through the necessary steps taken, that are necessary to be taken in order for somebody to come at a certain high position. In one of these cases, right? For example, they go to school, they start working and gradually work themselves up. They gain all the experience they need to come into that position where they can actually serve as a valuable leader, right? But according to these hadiths, right, according to this hadith that we have, a person shouldn't actively pursue kind of, trying to take the reins of leadership of one of these positions, right? Rather should forego it and leave it and put it in the hands of God. If people actually choose him to become, leader, and that's fine. Otherwise, he shouldn't actually pursue it and actively pursue it. For example, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "Beware of those leaders who are taking up the reins of leadership. For by Allah, no sooner does the sound of footsteps from behind them, following them, reach their ears than that they perish and destroy others along with them." Right. So I guess the gist and the kind of whole purpose of the hadith is that one shouldn't love leadership. One shouldn't seek it out for the sake of leading people. One shouldn't try to, that shouldn't be the person's goal. The person's goal should be to be of service to the people, to be in their service, regardless of whether the person is actually in a position of leadership or not, and actually this love of leadership is something very perilous and dangerous. For example, we have another hadith from Imam Bakr alayhi salam, in which he says, "Do not ever desire to be a leader, for in doing so, you will only end up being a follower." And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "One who seeks after leadership perishes." Right. So this is something that, you know, everybody needs to kind of be careful about. You know, if we're trying to, we are in a position of leadership, you know, we shouldn't try to, we shouldn't be our sole goal. We shouldn't worship, you know, the position that we're in, right? We should be kind of put ourselves in the service, consider ourselves servants of the people we are leading, and not their leader per se. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the censure of the love of leadership in the words of Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرج.
السلام عليكم and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all and respected brothers and sisters. In this session, inshallah, again, we're going to work on some of the verses of the Quran Kareem from Surah Al-Baqarah. So, Ali Nasir and Fawad Haider, if you're ready, let's recite a salawat and start our class.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
faraj. Okay, today I will work on verse number 6 of Surah Al-Baqarah, Inna alladhina kafaru, and up to verse number 10, Fi qulubihim maradun. Okay, inshallah, let's listen to these verses of the Quran Kareem.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Inna alladhina kafaru sawa'un alayhim a'anzartahum sawa'un. قتل الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم. ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. يقادعون الله
Okay, great. Alhamdulillah, nice recitation. So, في قلوبهم مرضون, in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says that in their hearts, there is a disease, marad.
Okay? Marad, what kind of marad? The disease of kufr. Okay? Non-believing. So, فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah Almighty is increasing. Okay, may Allah Almighty increase their marad, okay? Stay there, okay? Die of your kufr, okay? وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. And there is like a painful punishment for them because of their lies. They used to tell to the Prophet, we believe in you, but when the Prophet is not there, when the Prophet is out of the city, they were making plots against the Prophet, okay? They were trying to plan to kind of somehow kill the Prophet, okay? In the early Islam. Nowadays as well, it's like this. So, may inshallah Allah Almighty help us stay on the way, on the path of guidance, okay? Inshallah, these levels of explanations that we have interpretations, okay? This is not, this is like for adults and for youngsters, okay? So inshallah, our friends who are looking for better explanations and more explanations, okay? They can refer to the interpretations of the scholars, okay? Who have interpreted the Quran Kareem. For example, Tafsir al-Namuna, okay? Tafsir al-Mizan, Tafsir, any other tafasir, okay? Books, okay? They can refer, inshallah. So, the first important point in this ayah is the tashdid on the letter mim. Fi qulubihim marad. Fi qulubihim, mim sakin, plus mim. So, mim mushaddad, yes? We joined them, idgham, with ghunna. So, two counts. Mim mushaddad with two counts. Ghunna sound, right? Right?
Yes.
And before that, there is a yamad. Sometimes students recite this way. Fi qulubihim, they do not straight the sound of fa. While it's a harf al-mad. We have harf al-mad, yeah. Fi qulubihim, not fi qulubihim. Okay? Fi qulubihim, ya imaddi, yes. Fi qulubihim, fi qulubihim, if you say, and not pronounce the ya, not pronounce the wow, it's wrong. Maradun, the next important point. So, fi qulubihim maradun. Recite it once.
Fi qulubihim maradun.
Some of the students pronounce qaf like the letter qaf. If you change them, it's again wrong. Okay, fi qulubihim. We have some students. I had some students. Okay. They were pronouncing this way. They were English speakers because qaf is a little difficult for them. They do not have it in English. That's why it might be difficult for them. So they need to practice a lot, okay? Fi qulubihim. If, brothers and sisters listening to us, if you have this problem, I can help you right now. Listen carefully. Fi qulubihim. The letter qaf. Say ghain. 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 Stop there when you're saying gha, make a pause there, or when you're gargling, just stop once there. Yeah,
yes.
Practice it once. Make a pause there, sudden pause, okay? Just a sudden pause, make a pause. Yes, yes. Both of you, one, two, help our brothers. Those have problem with this letter? Yeah. Or when someone is choked, okay? They're choked. Yeah, this way. So that's the sound of qaf, or that the crew sound. Qar, qar, okay? That is the sound of qaf. So it's easy. It's not difficult. So if you practice, you can fix it. So it's different from the letter qaf. Okay?
Yes.
Qaf, kaf. Fi qulubihim maradun. Dad has a tanween dhamma on the top. Fawad. And then we have fa. What rule is applied? Tanween plus fa? Idhar. Is he right?
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa. That's correct. Ikhfa. Why? Because fa is not from throat letters. And neither it is from yarmun letters. And also it's not from iqlab letters. Iqlablar, not qutbijat. Qutbijat doesn't have anything to do with tanween and nunsakin. Huh? Iqlab letter. Iqlab letter. Yes, one letter. The letter ba. Okay. Now we have to hide the sound of tanween here.
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا مرض فزادهم الله.
Recite it.
مرض فزاد
مرض فزاد.
Not meme sound. Just hide the sound of noon. Close your مرض mouth a little. Then the sound of noon gets.
مرض
مرض مرض. Alright, Ali Nasir.
مرض فزادهم الله.
Fa is a light letter, not like a heavy letter. مرض. No. مرض
مرض.
Yeah, like making a smiley face. مرض
مرض فزادهم.
Look at my lips. مرض
مرض.
As if you think of like the gate of a garage, okay? It's just coming down and getting closed. Maradun. Garage, okay?
Maradun.
It's closed, yeah? Maradun. Your lips, okay? Maradun. Dun. Dun. Close.
Like it's from a circular shape?
It no, comes... no, not a circular. Yeah, from a circular shape goes to a straight base, a straight shape, okay?
مرضون.
It's easy. Go on.
مرضون
مرضون.
Have you ever played hide and seek game?
Yes.
Hide the noon sound.
مرضون فزادهم.
That's great.
مرضون.
Practice it, inshallah. Okay.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
فزادهم الله. The word Allah, the letter lam in the word Allah is heavy. Why? Because there is
فتحة.
A dhamma sound before the word Allah. Okay, Fawad is laughing at you because you got a mistake here. So, مرضون فزادهم الله. Yeah?
الله.
Okay. So, مرضا. مرضا. الضاد is a heavy letter and also it has a تنوين فتحة. So, whenever we stop on a word ending with تنوين فتحة will be changed to? Okay, it changes to?
ألف.
ألف. Okay, ألف مد. Not ألف simple ألف.
Yeah, ألف
مد. So, مرضا. The two counts. But here also we have like, it is the natural مد, but we have, we had a rule that if you stop, natural mat will be changed to a longer mat.
Yes.
So, let's recite this way.
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا.
Longer mat. Go on.
Yes.
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا.
أحسن. So, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Let's take a look at this ayah. I told you, أَلِيمٌ. If Hamza is pronounced عَيْن in the preposition, I told you.
Yes.
The meaning changes. Fawad, be careful. Your عَيْن is not fixed.
Here is فَتَنَا.
Fix your عَيْن pronunciation, okay?
Only here is فَتَنَا, Hamza.
No. Yeah.
No, when there is فَتَا, I think it's فَتَا.
So you That's should think.
You don't think like that, okay? The ayn, no, the letter. The letter will have the
when
sound.
When there's Hamza, the Hamza there, I think.
Oh, like, I'm saying, I'm telling you. Don't think. Like, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
When
don't
I think.
When
I think there's Fatah, I'm like, yeah, no ayn.
So, yeah, I'm telling you, don't think. Look carefully. Believe it's not only a Fatah. There is a letter as well having a Fatah. Read that Fatah, read that letter with Fatah. Okay. So, let's finish this ayah and inshallah, we don't have much time, we will end this session. So, وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. بن تنوين فت تنوين ضمة then همزة throat letters what rule is applied
إظهار no إظهار
إظهار no rule will be applied actually yes إظهار yes. إظهار as if it's no rule yes. عذاب أليم أليم تنوين ضمة again plus ميم plus با sorry
إقلاب
إقلاب you change that تنوين sound to a half ميم بما كانوا يكذبون that's all let's recite this ayah and repeat after me
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا
في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا
ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون
ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون
أحسن I want to give you one point and that is have you memorized these previous verses that we have practiced?
No
I have memorized so I want you to practice okay as we are reciting at home okay during we don't have class so practice them and memorize them it's easy I've memorized this ayah, so inshallah, I want you to memorize. Thank you so much. That was all about this ayah from us, okay? Practical tajweed rules. See you inshallah in the coming session. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadi wa alihi tahiri.
Allahumma salli ala muhammad wa alihi muhammad wa ajjil faraj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
شیخ باقر شریف القرشی decides to compile
so we can consider سید هادی خسرو شاهی
شهید محمد باقر الصدر
he was born in قاذمیه
the first and the most important thing that we can learn from علامه طباطبایی is his great effort
in this regard I should like to say that one of the great benefits of the late Ayatollah سید محمود شاهرودی was
when we look at the works of late Rawzati
there is a famous sentence from Mirza Khalil Kamerayi that he says in Farsi توحید کلمه برای کلمه توحید
be more familiar with outstanding Shia figures in the teacher
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of the program The Teacher, an introduction into the lives and works of the most outstanding Muslim Shia dignitaries, scholars, and ulama all across the world of Islam. With me in the studio for today's discussion are two guest speakers, Shaykh Mahdavi from the Islamic Seminary of Qom and Dr. Fakhwani from the University of Qom. Dr. Fakhwani, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Very welcome to the program, the teacher and Shaykh Matawi. Assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show, brother.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about one such outstanding figures among the Shiite scholars and authors, Shaykh Asadullah Haidar, mainly known as Asad Haidar, one of the outstanding researchers of Shiite world and the Shiite, we can say, studies, who was born in Najaf in the country Iraq. He's an Iraqi scholar. And for today's discussion, we want to talk about his life and his magnum opus, Ma'al Hussein fi Nahzatihi. Dr. Fakhwani, give us some details about the biography of Asad Haidar.
Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, Asad Haidar was born in
in the year 1327, according to Hijra calendar, in Najaf, and his father, Muhammad ibn Isa bin Muhammad Ali Haydar, was one of the students of a famous Najaf-based mujtahid, Sheikh Muhammad Taha Najaf.
Yes.
Later on, because of the oppressions of the ex-Ba'athist party in Najaf that exerted too much pressure on Shias, Asad Haydar was forced to leave Najaf, and from Najaf he went to Kuwait because, yes. I mean, for various purposes, because of the, I mean, the Shi community in Kuwait are really very powerful in terms of financial capacities, and culturally speaking, the Shis of Kuwait are very much close to the Shi communities of southern Iraq. Because of this, we find that many Iraqis prefer, I mean, at that time, in the time of Saddam, preferred to go to Kuwait and from there to other places.
That's right.
The late Asad Haydar passed away in the year 1405, according to Hijra calendar, in Kuwait, and his body was taken to Najaf for burial purposes.
That's right.
Regarding the studies of the schooling of Asad Haydar, it must be indicated that since he was born in Najaf, he had access to various madrasas, ulamas, and, I mean, teaching curriculums over there. He received the initial lessons, and for his advanced studies, he enjoyed the lessons and lectures of the great or grand Ayatollah Sayyid Mohsen al-Hakim and Sayyid Abul Ghasim al-Musawi al-Khu'i in Najaf. However, at that time, he had frequent encounters with the late Allama Amini, who encouraged him not to do superficial jobs, but rather to embark on very serious academic activities. One of the reasons that Asad Haydar developed his book, Al-Imam al-Sadiq wal-Madhahib al-Arba'i, was because initially he wanted to write just a column, or for example, two columns for an Arabic newspaper or daily in Baghdad. However, the late Allama Amini suggested him not to spoil the name of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam in a local newspaper or daily paper published in Baghdad, rather to develop something quite worthwhile on Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. And the result was that this book, I mean, the text that was supposed to be published in like a short article turned into a 6-volume book.
Al-Imam al-Sadiq wal-Mazahib al-Arba'a. This is his most outstanding work, isn't it?
Yes.
A really comprehensive book about Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Also answering some of the doubts of Ibn Khaldun is another outstanding.
Yes, since at that time, I'm sure that at that time, I mean, Najaf was in its golden age. I mean, the Najaf Seminary was in its golden age. This was because, I mean, not only from Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and India, but also from many other places, especially from the Arab lands, for example, from the Shi-populated areas in Syria, as well as from Lebanon, there were many, students and teachers available in Najaf. Because of the presence over there and because of the international activities of Beirut-based Arab publishers, I mean, those scholars who were in Najaf had direct and easy access to books published elsewhere in the greater, Muslim communities. Because of this, he found it very interesting to answer some of the doubts created by Ibn Khaldun. Because, as you know, Ibn Khaldun in the world is regarded as one of the founders of sociology in the Muslim world. However, he wanted to answer some of the doubts that he created or fabricated in his Muqaddama, introduction to his great, historical compendium.
That's all right. Yes. Okay.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
But Sheikh Mahdawi, he is also known by his another book about Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, Ma al-Hussein fi Nahzatihi. What is this book?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I think as a good introduction to talk about this book, we have to also add top of the information that our dear doctor just mentioned, and that Asad Haidar also is regarded as one of the very powerful, influential orator and speaker at the same time poets of his time.
Okay.
That's why he was forced by the Ba'athi regime of Iraq at that time to leave the Iraq to Kuwait, and you see that he passed away over there because of his passionate, influential speech that they would believe that it's going to encourage and motivate people to go against the government. That's why they deported him from his homeland to Kuwait. So this is a good introduction to know that when it comes to Imam Hussein to offer a book regarding Imam Hussein, definitely from such a very powerful spirit, we are going to have a very influential book and a great book regarding the personality of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, since he had benefited from the great ulama, as a doctor just mentioned, namely Sayyid Abul Qasim Khoui. Namely, Ayatollah Sayyid Abul Qasim Khoui and the rest of the great ulama of that golden age of the Najaf. So it was expected from his personality to dedicate his life more into generating and producing books regarding fiqh and usul and other scholarly topics of Hawza. But we see how one meeting with